No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Keith today. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Dennis from Lake Minnetonka, or Minnesota, Lake Minnetonka, right, something like that.
Minnesota.
Yeah. How do you say it, Dennis?
I say it's Lake Minnetonka.
Oh, well, that's pretty boring. But you don't even have one of those wacky, you know,
Canadian
Fargo-type accents.
Well, and I could ask you if you want a hot dish, you know, and, you know, get some Truecoat and yodder, hey, don't you know, but, yeah, that's cliche.
Yeah, work on it. That would be much more entertaining. Speaking of accents.
I went to Yoder's the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yoder's.
Yeah, the Amish restaurant place.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm sorry about that.
Good stuff.
No, they have great desserts, for sure. Yeah, they have one here in Orlando.
It's, what is it, Sarasota?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were over there? You were flying over to the west coast of Florida, huh?
I drove over there.
Ah, okay. Old school.
Old school.
You got some good desserts. Amish people know how to make food.
Oh, yes, they do.
And furniture.
Yeah, it's way better than a $100 hamburger,
and
for sure.
I know how to eat.
I've seen him. He definitely has
Sugar
quite a skill.
Sugar Fire Barbecue, and you got along very well in St. Louis, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes, I did.
God help you if you ever get between...
I took Dennis there once.
Captain Keith and his, you know, and food. You'll be trampled. Anyway, I digress. Speaking of crazy accents, a little bit later on the show today, we're going to have an on-air interview with a guy from Russia who wants to
petition. With the election?
Well, I don't know.
We'll
have to ask find
him that.
Yeah, he wants to audition to be a Just Plane Radio correspondent for the Light Sport Expo in Sebring next weekend. So he called me this week. He sent me an email and said, "Hey, you know, I've been listening to your show, and despite that, I'd still like to be a part of it."
It sounds like he's qualified.
Exactly. I said, well, come on the air. And then I realized, you know, I was like, wait, you're from Russia, aren't you? I say, you and Putin, good buds. Can we have you on? We'll create some kind of international incident or bring the world together. I don't know. It'll be one or the other, but it'll definitely be worth sticking with us for the show today.
We might just be able to get the final answer on whether or not Russia messed with the U.S. election or not.
That this is true. We very well may have in the inside scoop.
Stay
we'll
tuned.
Find out
Stay
from
tuned.
Dimitri is his name. Going to join us a little later on. All right. Also, there's a guy named Tom who's going to join us about, well, he's created a new product that aviation mechanics.
The grip mat.
The grip mat, yeah. And he has a Kickstarter campaign, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But the big news is all about Keith, which is ironic because usually it's about me. And we'll get to me
how
later.
How could it suddenly be about me?
Well, I mean, you have a big interview. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is the week of interviews. You know, we have Dimitri. He's going to audition or interview or whatever you want to call it. Pay us off. It's probably more appropriate. But you have an interview with TSA or Homeland Security next
yes,
week,
I do.
Right?
I do.
And it is for what?
It's for my global entry.
Global entry. I've already done this.
You've done that. And so if you passed, I got to pass.
Exactly. He was like, hey, they approved Greg. Yeah, this I'm a shoo-in. And so you decided to schedule. It took you that long to get an appointment? Was that?
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you start doing my background check.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You got fairly
There's
extensive.
Some skeletons hiding in that closet.
There's a few. There's some things. I don't know what they are, but I don't know.
You know, you would think that with all the background checks that I've been through with, you know, my career in the airlines.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow you in the country is what you'd expect.
Well, that's kind of what you'd expect. But, you know, you wouldn't think they'd have to do too much because it's been done so many times.
Yeah, you've been, you know, prodded and cavity searched probably so many, more than most Americans, I'm guessing.
More than any guy would really want, that's
well,
for sure.
I would hope. That's
but
one
I mean,
too
I just,
many.
I just went
book.
Through Secret Service stuff just recently.
Yeah, because you had to fly a former president.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd think that would count for something.
You would think, but no, I got to do it all over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, you got to act like a regular schmo, go through global entries process.
I am a regular schmo. I'm not, you know, I'm nobody special.
Well, we'll find out. Well, you know, I don't know. They might trip you up and you'll answer the questions wrong. I mean, basically, you know, you...
Are you going to tell me the questions ahead of time?
Well, I can tell you what they did to me. And, you know, I have, you know, permanent scars for my...
Well, you know that this is fair play now.
What do you mean?
Well, if they could do it for the presidential debates, you can go ahead and tell me the answer to the questions that they're going to get.
Well, that's true. I think I got mine, you know, through WikiLeaks before I had my interview, so that's why I sailed through. But, no, honestly, okay, so if you want to do TSA pre-check, that costs like $75.
$85.
If you want to get global entry, which applies outside of the U.S. as well, it's only $100.
Right.
And includes TSA pre-check.
That is correct.
So I did that, I don't know, about 8-9 months ago. And I got my global entry and my TSA pre-check. And I got to tell you, it's very convenient to have that. Whether you're flying domestically or especially if you're flying in from overseas. Honestly, I haven't used the global entry that much because right after I got mine is when I had my heart surgery issue. So I haven't been flying a whole lot since, especially out of the country. However, it'll pay off eventually. I mean, good for what, 5 years, 10 years?
5 years.
5 years. And so, you know, the thing is you have to fill out this online form. And you can just Google it, but it's, you know, a government website.
However, there are websites that are fake ones that will They will charge you to fill out the application.
Well, they'll help expedite the process.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
If you're a total idiot, but you can do it on your own.
Yes,
and
it doesn't cost you anything.
Right, and just Google it, and you'll find the .gov website, and you'll be fine. But you have to, you know, fill out this online form. It's not that extensive, really. But once you do all that, then you have to submit for an interview with the for global entry with the TSA agent, right?
If they pre-approve your application,
if you fill it out properly, they'll say, okay, you're good. Now schedule your interview.
Correct.
And that might that only took like a day or so for me. But how long did you have to wait after you did the online form?
I think 4 or 5 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, you have a much deeper history. A lot of skeletons they had to go through.
The process has gotten a lot more efficient. I got my global entry back in 2013, and I had a 4-week wait to get in.
Oh.
And that, at the time, that was the only way to get on pre-check.
Well, so, wait, you mean a 4-week...
4-week lead time to get to the interview.
Right. Well, I did,
talk
too.
Talk about skeletons.
Well,
kidding.
I got approved for the interview almost immediately, within a day or so. But when it came to scheduling the global entry interview, the face-to-face, I had to do mine a month out. And that kind of blew. I was like, golly, I got to wait. Like, it took me about a month and a half before I was able to get an appointment with that.
I got my pre-approval yesterday, and that was, I think, 4 days. Four or 5 days since I submitted the application, and my interview is on Monday
really?
Morning.
That's pretty good.
At 9:45.
Yeah, you know, not only did I have to wait a month and a half, I had to go back twice. I enjoyed the cavity search so much, I went back for a second round.
Well, why'd you have to do that?
No, I'm joking. They had a computer glitch.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
They had a computer glitch. And
I've traveled with Greg. I do know about his cavity searches.
Yeah, quit it. Just stop. But anyway, all right. So you'll be all set by next week, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Unless they find something in your past that they want a red flag and say,
you would have think they would have done that a couple months ago.
Possibly. Possibly. Hopefully they haven't been listening.
Well,
I don't think this would work to your advantage being on Joe's Plane Radio.
Well, probably not.
Your associates, you know, are going to bring you down, Keith. You got to be careful.
Oh, well.
That's why we don't use Keith's last name on the radio.
If I don't get it, that just means I can't take you to the Bahamas anymore.
Oh, you're going to get it because I want to go to the Bahamas. So if I got to change my name to, you know, protect the guilty, so be it. I will do whatever I need to do. Yeah, all louds for Keith. He's an upstanding guy. This is Charlie. Charlie from Wisconsin. Yeah. Great guy. Great guy, that Keith. Anyway. That's the best I got for you, but hopefully that'll do the trick. All right,
Dennis said he'd vouch if I take it back to Sugar Fire.
Absolutely.
Sugar Fire.
Sugar Fire Barbecue in St. Louis.
Ah, okay.
Well, good stuff.
Very good.
Either that or Yoder's. You get some
Yoder's in Sarasota. That would work as
well. Sarasota would be all right with me, too. It's That'd a lot be, warmer there.
Especially this time of year, huh, Dennis?
Yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah, man. I was over there, too. We should have synced up. I was there on Monday, just north of Sarasota.
Yeah, this was last week, Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't.
I had to take my RV to get some work done on it.
Ah, well, let's fly over there. Let's do a little road trip. Well, a little flight, I should say.
A flight trip?
Yeah.
And do you remember how to get to the airport?
Oh, shush, you. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Dennis's flying that he's been doing lately up in Minnesota or in the general vicinity. And once again, Dimitri from Russia wants to audition to be a Just Plane Radio correspondent. You'll hear how it goes right here in just a few minutes on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What's rattling back there?
I don't know what this thing is.
Mic controls.
Roger that. Is that tow bar come loose? Well, I don't know. Is this the tow bar?
Yeah, that's it.
Oops, sorry, hey, bag. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I got it. Sorry. I got it.
Peanut brittle. Could this day get any better?
No! No!
Get the tow bar off me!
No! No, it's stuck between the seat!
I got it!
Stay with us, Gus! Oh my god, those cheekbones, you look like JFK Jr. Oh! He looks like JFK Jr.!
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, put it on autopilot! Put it on autopilot!
There is no autopilot. This is a lawnmower with wings.
Well, you fly remote control planes, do what you do there!
I crash them! That's why I buy all the time! Oh, I was wrong, I don't want to die this way. Oh, I'll settle for a nice, boring death at ground level.
Well, technically, we will be dying at ground level!
I got it!
Okay.
We're good.
All right, just so you know, I completely kept my cool through that whole thing.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Keith and Dennis are helping us out for the show today.
Because Ed is still cleaning out his drawers from that flight.
Okay.
What is it about the tow bars? I mean, really?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what they need? They should have had something in the cockpit that would have kept their stuff in one place. And Tom from GripMat has come up with a possible product that would have helped alleviate those kind of situations. Tom, welcome to Just Plain Radio. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
We are swell. Keith?
We are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Welcome. Right. Glad to have you, Tom.
So this this GripMat thing, you know, you're doing this Kickstarter campaign. First of all, I'll just let you describe it. How would you describe this product that you got up on Kickstarter right now? What do you think?
So I'll tell you a little bit about the story. I'm an F-16 mechanic in the Air Force. I was tired of my tools sliding off the aircraft. So I was sitting in my mom's car. I noticed she had a non-slip mat on her dashboard to keep her cell phone in place while driving. So I just made a larger one of those for tools.
Huh.
And it's kind of like a tray style. So, you know, anything that, nothing can roll off. And it'll keep everything within close proximity and keep your tools accountable.
Yeah.
Or accounted for.
Now, I've seen the pictures of this thing. It is cool. And actually, I use those sticky mats things in my my car as we speak now. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's what I thought it was made out of. But it basically almost stick to any kind of surface. And you've just kind of supersized this thing. You know, it has edges on it and stuff, like you said, like a tray. And you could put it in your plane. You could use it as an aircraft mechanic. Obviously, it has multiple uses beyond even aviation. But that's obviously the thing we're focused on in that regard. Is this? Do you have a personal anecdote where one day you were sitting there working on the plane, you go, "Oh, where's my screwdriver?" You know, and something fell on the floor, kind of thing.
I was, you know, just working on the aircraft, and I was getting tired of people telling me what I couldn't do. Couldn't put tools in my pocket, couldn't put tools on the aircraft, couldn't put tools in the aircraft, and they wanted me to run up and down the ladder every time I needed to set something down.
Yeah.
So an F-6, I'm about 6'1", and the F-16, the wing hits me about the top of the head. So when you get on top of it, you will set up a ladder, go up the ladder on the edge of the wing, and then you'll walk to the center of the aircraft. Typically, I'm working on the Gatling gun. And so every time I need to set something down, I need to walk down the wing, probably 15, 20 feet, go down the ladder, and then walk over the toolbox and then set something down and do that every single time. I need to exchange a tool or set a nut, bolt, or washer down. So I was, you know, I decided I wanted to solve this problem, and yeah, I just remember being really frustrated with everyone who was just telling me what I couldn't do, and no one was giving me a solution. So
right.
I decided to create a solution.
Well, there you go.
So do they let you use this on their on the Air Force aircraft now?
There's some things in the works right now with getting it approved, where I just went out in Arizona and the one of their test centers for fighter jets, and then NASA actually just ordered a batch to implement into their mechanics workflow. So they're going to see, they ordered a case of 8, and they're going to see how the mechanics like it, and then kind of go from there if they want more.
Well, you're a mechanic. I'm guessing they're going to like it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, if you're selling to the military, aren't you going to have to raise the price?
Good point. Yeah. Well, yeah, what are you charging them there at NASA? That's a government agency, so you can really rake them over the coals. You hear what I'm saying, Tom?
Well, it has to be at least $800,
okay.
Right?
I'll start doing double.
Okay. All right, we'll start there. We'll just make sure Trump doesn't hear about that. He may want to try to bring that price down a tad. You never know.
Yeah.
But,
I'll give him a promo code that jacks it up a little bit.
Okay, right. Oh, yeah, we're going to give you a discount. You put in promo code save money, and then they find out that, that's a good scam, bud. I love it. I like it. So, okay, the grip mat is what you call it, GRYP, MAT, by the way. It's up on Kickstarter right now. You got like another, 10 days or so to go in your Kickstarter campaign. You've already reached your goal, so you're way beyond being funded. So now people could do that and still support it and maybe, get some backer prizes or things like that, whatever you have. People can check that out.
Yeah.
on their own. But what is the time frame? You obviously, you already have some in production that you're getting ready to get to NASA, or is that the old version? Because I know the Kickstarter campaign is to fund the new version that you've created. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. So we have a total of four products. Three of the products are found exclusively on Kickstarter because they're not here yet.
Right.
But the original we have been selling. We actually started selling at EAA Oshkosh 2016, and we sold out an inventory right away. And then, yeah, so for the Kickstarter, the new product, we just have a small, medium, large, different sizes for different applications, kind of branching out for different applications on aircraft, and then also amongst other markets, auto, in the home, drone, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so the thing with the Kickstarter, we knocked our goal out of the park, and the thing is, right now we're just pushing for more exposure, more press. You know, we got our goal where our goal was to survive. Now our target is to thrive.
Right.
So just getting more exposure, like this radio show and stuff like that.
Well, hey, yeah, no problem. I thought it was a cool product. I could use that, even though I'm not much of a mechanic. But I'd say, here,
you're
Keith, fix my plane.
Anything of a mechanic.
Well, no, I'd give it to you. I was like, well, I got this mat for you. I want you to use that and fix my stuff.
Well, there you go. Why don't you buy me one?
Yeah. Well, all you have to do is go to gryption.com and get more information. GRYPSHON.com. Correct, Tom? That's it.
Yep.
All right, and support their Kickstarter campaign. It's good. He works on planes, not necessarily a pilot, but it'll make, you know, pilots happier mechanics, or their mechanics happier.
Not only that, but he's serving our country.
Absolutely. Good work, Tom. Thank you so much, and we wish you success.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith and Dennis helping us out today as well. You know, that's good stuff. You know, we want to support our friends in the armed forces, and he has a pretty good product. That guy might be a multimillionaire here in 6 months, you think?
I tell you what, that it's a great-looking product.
I'll tell you also that I've dropped many things when I was in the cockpit, and having something like that, just kind of, it's one of those things like, God, why didn't I think of that? That's a great idea.
It is.
And for his background in the military, I mean, it's no joke about losing stuff in the cockpit. I have a brother who's an F-16 mechanic, and that is one big problem for them. You know, pilot drops a pen, they're actually pulling the ejection seat out of that cockpit because you can't just go and crawl around underneath it like you do in your car looking for lost change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be bad. It would be a pain, and you know, probably awkward as well, because there's like no space whatsoever in them things. And God help you if you're up in your plane and something like that happens, which is what happened to me in little 172, and that was still a pain in the butt. So having
that's roomy.
Hey, well, exactly. But, yeah, you know, you could just make your whole dash one of these mats. I mean, I think that'd make a lot of sense. So, anyway, we wish
all
the
little gadgetry that we're throwing in the planes nowadays with ADS-B, you know, portable ADS-B receivers going up on the dash and your iPads and all of the little gadgets and gizmos. Yeah, keeping that stuff from flopping around and is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, that was our little, you know, give back to the community, aviation world and armed forces. Now it's time to, I don't know, potentially create an international incident as we audition or, I don't know, just speak with Dimitri, a pilot in training, or I think he's a pilot. I don't know. We'll find out. But he wants to work for Just Plane Radio, or not necessarily work, but represent or cover an event like the Light Sport Expo, which is next weekend in Sebring, Florida. He wants to go there, take some pictures, and report back to us on Just Plane Radio. I'm like, heck yeah. I'm up for that. I'm not even sure if we're going to make it at this point. Is Ed going?
Not sure if Ed's going, but I am going.
You are going?
I am.
Okay. Well, then we'll put Keith and Dimitri together. and see how, you know, if this is combustible type of stuff. I don't, you know, I can say some things right now, but Keith's here in front of me. He might smack me. So we'll just leave it there and talk with Dimitri next.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm getting pretty good. Just trying to figure out these landings.
Increase altitude.
Increase altitude. It always says it. No, I'm trying to altitude. Land.
Terrain alert.
I know
terrain
there's alert. Terrain. I'm trying to terrain land
alert.
On the terrain.
Terrain alert. Pull up.
I will
pull
not.
Up.
I am my
pull
own
up.
Person.
Pull up. Terrain alert. Pull up. Terrain alert.
Damn it.
Landing unsuccessful.
Yeah, I saw you, freaking dog!
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Keith. And Dennis is helping us out today on the show as well as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. Before we get into some of that, we have to conduct some on-air interviews. I don't know. I was contacted by this guy named Dimitri, who is Russian, it ends up. And he sent me an email through JustPlainRadio.com. And he said, hey, I want to go to the Sebring Light Sport Expo next weekend and be interested in taking some pictures and doing some, like, on the, you know, on the tarmac reporting for Just Plain Radio. Is that possible? I'd be like, are you kidding me? That's less work for me. Let's go.
Oh, that's right up Greg's alley.
Yeah. So Dimitri is on with us via Skype right now. Welcome to Just Plain Radio, Dimitri. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you.
You're good. And you are from Russia. Now, how long ago has it been since you've been in Russia, first off?
Like 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. Okay. I love the idea, first of all. I'm all about doing less work. So if you're up for covering the Light Sport Expo for us in Sebring next weekend, you got my vote. But Keith has to sign off on it, and I guess Dennis can put in his 2 cents as well on his thoughts. But let's talk about your background first and find out how qualified you are to do such duties here for Just Plain Radio. First of all, are you already a private pilot or pilot in training or what, Dimitri? What's going on?
I'm training. I have about 40 hours, and now I'm building my solo hours.
Okay.
Where are you doing your flight training at?
Yeah, where? What part?
I do it Fort Lauderdale Executive. It's pretty close to you in Florida. So
yeah,
usually
yeah.
I go over Sawgrass for solo to do maneuvers.
Right. Okay, I like it, and I mean,
definitely I prefer to fly offshore.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you come from Russia for a reason? To come over and like support Trump or something, or what? I mean, how did that happen?
No, I came for weather.
He came for the weather, of course he did.
Oh, likely yeah. excuse,
like everyone else.
So,
yes.
So, how did you affect the election?
honestly, I have no ideas. I don't have TV. I don't watch TV. I don't read news. I'm not the best person to ask questions about politics or Trump or whatever.
Yeah. Well, wait, you don't watch TV? You and Keith are going to hit it off so well next weekend.
Oh, see, I'm not the only person in the world that doesn't watch TV.
There's a guy in Russia, or from Russia, I should say.
Yeah, there's so much stuff to do. And right now I'm preparing for a written exam, so no time for TV at all.
Well, understood. He's a good little doobie. Doing his flight training.
I like hearing that. Homework. He's preparing for his written exam.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I wonder what that's like, huh?
Well, you know, and I do too. I know what it's like. But, Dimitri, what's the deal? What kind of plane are you learning to fly in down there in South Florida? What do you think?
It's a Piper Warrior 2.
It's a Piper what? Say that again.
Piper Warrior 2. Cherokee.
Cherokee. Piper. Okay.
Yeah. A Warrior 2.
A warrior.
Yes,
okay. Well, thank you. Well, Dennis is our hired translator, just in case we have any issues. We got to be careful.
You know, Minnesota is close to Russia.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, closer than we are.
At least it feels like it.
Yeah. So,
but Dmitry, you have to understand that Greg's hearing is pretty much shot from his radio days.
Oh, I was going to say from all the loud engine noise from the airplanes.
Not a problem. A lot of people do not understand me here.
Well, exactly, and that's okay. If they get every other word, that's fine.
Greg doesn't understand us either.
Exactly.
Don't feel bad.
So, Dmitry, you obviously have heard about Just Plain Radio. You listened to a few episodes, and you want to kind of associate with us regardless? Is there any...
I have been listening for you for last few months.
Yeah.
I prefer to listen to you guys in the morning when I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
Because it's more relaxing than when I'm stuck in traffic. It's more relaxing than listen to regular radio.
Okay. So we calm him down. We relax him. Or put him to sleep.
Well, it's because he's in prison in that traffic down in South Florida. He can't go anywhere. So he's. You know, kind of a captured audience.
Uh-huh. Well, that's true. But you enjoy listening.
Of course I enjoy listening.
Okay, all right. I just thought you had lost a bet or something, and your buddy said, hey, call those guys up. Do something with them. But you take pictures, too. But you're not a professional photographer. You just want to go to the Light Sport Expo next weekend and look at the cool planes or something? Is that what's going on or what?
Exactly, and maybe to find a plane for myself.
Uh-huh. So you have some. You already have your eyes on something, or you're just going to go and window shop, so to speak?
No, I just go to watch, to speak, to take pictures. I like planes. I like how they look like. I like how they fly, and I like to take pictures. So,
So what is your ultimate goal? Obviously, you're getting your private pilot's license and that Piper Cherokee. Is the idea, do you want to just fly for fun, or are you going to do it for some kind of work thing, or what? What do you think?
Not for work, but just then get a seaplane rating, then jump into a plane and go to places what nobody can reach by car or vehicle, whatever, to find a place without people, nice place, to take pictures of the place.
Sounds like he and I would hit it off very well.
Yeah, I think
we don't watch TV. We want to go to places where nobody else is at.
Right. You might want
to. Do you like to hunt, Dmitry?
Ooh, hunting. Are you a hunter?
No, I never tried.
Never tried. He's Russian. He just runs around on horses, with no shirt on, kind of thing. That's what they do.
Yeah, when it's like, minus 32.
What?
Yeah, we go to swim and it's minus 32 in the river. You know, drink vodka, play balalaika, all that stuff.
I'm starting to like this guy. I want to, he probably does have a primo stash of vodka. I mean, every Russian stereotype we can think of. I bet he's been there, done that, and we could kind of milk it for all it's worth. You hear what I'm saying, Dmitry? This could be good or bad. Could be very bad.
Could be very bad, yeah.
Yes.
Could be very bad.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Obviously, he's hung with us this long, so,
all depends on your perspective. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, I'm guessing you didn't have this opportunity in Russia where you're growing up. So, when you came to the States, was becoming a private pilot something you always wanted to do kind of thing, or what?
Yeah. Because I went to a beach, and I was watching planes flying offshore, right over the beach, pretty low. They were flying over me, and I was looking up, and I said, I wish I could do it one day.
Yeah.
And then, 3 or 4 years later, I was flying over a beach and watching people down on a beach. It was great.
Yeah, I like this. I think that's cool. I mean, he has the same. This could bring us together. Aviation brings the world together.
Isn't it amazing how fast he picked up on finding the general's daughter?
What do you mean? Finding the general's daughter?
Didn't see that movie?
No, I guess not.
No. You actually saw a movie?
Saw a movie once.
Yeah.
And the guys were flying over the general's backyard because his daughter was sunny.
Ah,
topless.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I figured the reason he was flying along the beach was to take pictures.
Well, now you guys are taking this down a road that Dmitry might get deported for. So quit it. Just stop. We don't want that. This is a good thing. It's a positive. That was on Top Gun, the movie? Was that in Top Gun? Was that one of those
No,
scenes?
That was The Admiral's Daughter.
Oh, that's
Penny
the
Benjamin.
Name of the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, what do I know? Let's focus on Dimitri here. I think he's got my vote. Has he won you over yet, Keith?
I think we could hang together because I'm going to be in Sebring.
Yeah.
So I think we can hang together.
Really? Yeah. So you would have to kind of associate or at least say hi to Keith, act like you know him. Are you up for that, Dimitri, or will that bring your social status down too far?
Great. How will they find you?
Well, I'll probably
look for the tallest guy there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Basically a Sasquatch, a bald Sasquatch. Kind of think of that, and you'll, oh, there he is. Captain Keith from Just Plain Radio. There he is.
Yeah, there you go.
There's pictures of him up on the website, too.
As far as the event itself, have you ever been to a thing like the Light Sport Expo down there in South Florida or any other air shows, or is this a new thing for you?
No, never in South Florida. I've been one time in Moscow, Russia, for International Airspace Aviation Salon. Not really big.
And I'm guessing it was somewhat controlled. Wasn't the same kind of thing. So this will be a new experience. You go there, and I'll tell you what. Just give us your thoughts on it. Take a few pictures and come back and tell us about it. Fair enough? There's your assignment.
Okay. Sounds good.
See, we got through the whole segment without creating an international incident.
How do you know?
Good point.
How do you know?
More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN. Your Dive Safety Association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go! Fly! Be free!
Time for me to fly!
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith and Dennis, rounding out the crew today. Just a little tidbit here, news-wise, for you. Tokyo, Narita Airport. Yeah, I was supposed to go there a few months ago, and then my plans changed after my little surgery thing I had to go through. But they've just launched a pilot program of Panasonic robots. Hospi is now working the airport. Delivering drinks and stuff in like one of the lounges, I guess. So they got a robot lounge guy. It's the future, Keith.
It is the future.
Yeah, maybe not the one we
not
want.
Not that I like it.
He looks cute. He does look cute on the picture I see in the video.
Just not as cute as a human.
Well, true. I have no far. You know, I don't know if you're on a long trip. You know, it's kind of like the sailor's been at sea too long. Well, the robot, appeal to some of these business travelers in ways that probably are not appropriate. I don't know, and I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying, it's a scary thought, is it?
Well, it might save some marriages.
Okay, or it might ruin them. You never know.
Never know.
I don't know. So let's focus on Dennis. That's more positive. Because he's been flying
lately. Human.
And he is human, as far as we know. But what have you been up to, Dennis? What's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, as you know, my New Year's resolution was to get back in the training mode here and start working on the commercial rating. And
yeah,
so
me too. We have that in common. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only my lessons tomorrow. When are you going up next?
Well, after then. Yeah, after okay. Tomorrow. Yep, that's where I'm going.
Definitely after tomorrow.
Got yeah. It. So what are you training? What are you doing?
So working on the commercial. And, I've got all of the cross-country requirements and things like that. So it's really we're working on the maneuvers portion of the commercial pilot. So that's going to be things like your eights on pylons, steep spirals, and lazy eight chandelles. These are the maneuvers where you're demonstrating being able to fly the airplane from maximum cruise to minimum slow flight and through, steep banks and all in, demonstrating mastery of the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
But the question that I have for Keith, I wanted to ask him, how do you guys handle that at Flight Training Pros? Because I know you have quite a variety of aircraft. I mean, do you have students go up in a 172 and work on the maneuvers and then have them take a complex aircraft like the Aero and use that for just the required complex maneuvers? What would you recommend? Because I've done it both ways, and what I've found with our Cardinal is because that thing is so slippery, it doesn't like to do some of the maneuvers. Like for lazy eights, you're getting it up into that steep turn, and you're supposed to let it fall through the nose, fall through the horizon, come back up the other side. And you have to literally fly it down through there because it doesn't want to break and fall through like a Skyhawk.
Hmm. Well, typically, if you're more slippery, that's good if you want to go both ways. Am I
wrong show?
Oh, sorry.
That was last week's show. yes. In answer to your question, Dennis, we do it in a 172. Do the maneuvers. That is great.
Yes. Right.
I can see the look on your face. we have the applicants do the maneuvers in a 172 and just use a Piper Aero for the required maneuvers. Now, here's another way you could do things, and that is if you plan on getting your CFI. What we do, if somebody's going to get their CFI, is we have them do all the maneuvers in the right seat, in a 172, and in the when they fly the Aero, we have them do that in the Aero and do basically kill two birds with one stone, because now they're working on their commercial and they're getting their CFI. It's two separate check rides, but they can do them both in the same day.
But they got to do it in the right seat? What's the point of that?
Because as a flight instructor, you have to do it from the right seat.
Okay. Is that what you're doing up there in Minnesota there, Dennis, or what?
That's the longer-term plan, yeah. And I would like to go all the way to a flight instructor. I mean, at my age, I don't know that I'm going to be a real good candidate to go to an airline, although Keith said, you've got a pulse, they pretty much would take you. But that's not really what I want to do. I'm more interested in being able to go and, train some of the guys in our flying club or, be available as an instructor just for fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not really looking at turning it into a career and a time build, but I think it would be a great experience for me to get to that level of training, after 28 years of flying.
Well, it's going to make you a better pilot.
Absolutely.
Whether you train or not, whether you teach, I should say, or go to work for one of the airlines. Just like, Dennis knows I'm a big scuba diver. I'm a dive instructor, but I do very little teaching. But it made me a great diver. I'm a super diver, and I'm an okay pilot in training.
But I'm just going to pass that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I set it up for you. I really did.
You did, and I could have just taken it home, but.
Too easy.
Any time that you have to try and teach somebody something, you have to know it really well in order to be able to teach it to somebody.
Right.
And so it does make you a much better pilot, in order to do that.
Yeah. So you just want to become a better pilot, and this all this extra work you're doing right now is really with that goal, not to necessarily go work for the airline. Unless something happens at your current gig and you want to have something to fall back on.
It could be an option.
The real idea there, Dennis, is the cost. You know, we do it because we're trying to reduce the cost for the applicant. And that's why we have them do most of the maneuvers and stuff in a 172 and then fly just the aero for just the time that they have to for their check ride.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because we're trying to look out for the applicant because Learn to Fly is so expensive anyway.
Yeah.
So try and cut down on the cost, which is why we try and combine the commercial with the CFI as well.
All right. Well, we'll have to follow your progress, Dennis. I know you're coming to Florida next week, and I'm leaving because you told me you were coming. You're going to be out of town too, right? Are you going to split town when you know he's coming or no?
No, I'll stay here.
You'll stay here. Okay. You might be able to find Keith and Dimitri at the Light Sport Expo or something. I don't know. We'll get all you guys together, but I'm leaving. Take that.
Remember that the next time you want me to fly you to the Bahamas.
Already forgotten. And on that note, we'll end it. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.